As we get older, it seems inevitable that our eyesight will deteriorate and we'll need glasses. But this doesn't necessarily need to be the case, according to Martin Sussman, founder of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision.
The most common problem that we all see is the problem of not being able to read the newspaper or the telephone book as clearly as we used to, so we have to hold things farther and farther away. And lots of people don't know exactly what that's called, and some people refer to it as, well, my arms are just too short. And I think here in the UK you can go to the drugstore and get a pair of magnifying or reading glasses for that kind of problem. But I've developed a DVD with an eye doctor from the United States specifically to teach people how to regain the youthfulness and the clarity so that they don't have to reach for their glasses, but instead their eyes would be able to see just like they used to.
So what's been happening to our eyes to make us have that problem?
Well, just like the rest of our body, as we age, it gets a little stiffer. It doesn't respond as well and as easily as it used to. It loses some flexibility. The same thing happens with the eyes. Because we don't know what to do, then we just get glasses, and then the stiffness gets more and more stiff, and then we lose more and more responsiveness in our visual system. So the Read Without Glasses DVD, it's a method to retrain the eyes to regain the flexibility and the tone that they need to be able to focus up close clearly.
Now, does retraining the eyes just mean chuck out the glasses and try and read without them, or is it a bit more complex than that?
If it were that easy, I think people would probably do it. Just taking your glasses off does not necessarily by itself help to improve your vision. The key thing is learning how to retrain the method in the Read Without Glasses method. It's a very simple method. It only takes 6 minutes a day to actually practice and to see results. So it works very well and it works very quickly for people. We spend probably that amount of time taking care of our teeth every day, so certainly is worth our while to take care of our eyes that way. And a lot of the method can even be done while we're watching television.
So what would you be doing then, say, while you were watching TV?
I can give one quick little exercise that's not actually from the method, but it's an exercise that's good to help to retrain the eyes to improve the near vision. And that's to take a pen and hold it out at arm's length and look at the pen point. And as you're looking at the pen point with both eyes, slowly bring the pen point in closer and closer to your eyes till it almost rests right on your nose. And then start again out at arm's length, refocus on the pencil point and bring it in slowly, little by little, until it reaches your nose again. Do that 5 or 10 times. What that does is helps to retrain the muscles that are responsible for focusing in the eyes to get them to sharpen. Now, sometimes when people do that, they find that they're looking at the pencil point and then they bring it in closer and closer and closer, and at some point it goes double. And if it goes double, well, then you start again by bringing the pencil out to arm's length and repeating it. But eventually you can do it to the point where you bring the pencil almost all the way to your nose and still be able to see it.
And it's ultimately the aim that you can actually get rid of these glasses and hold the newspaper where you used to hold it before?
That's right. I mean, obviously, if somebody's been using reading glasses for 5 or 10 or 20 years, they may only get to the point where they can weaken the glasses and go back to the weakest magnification instead of seeing their need for glasses get stronger and stronger. But if you catch it within the first year or two of having the problem, I've seen countless people be able to shed those reading glasses and see just like they could when they were 20 and 30.
And if you've got back to the point where you've got the weakest reading glasses, but you can't quite get rid of them, Can you remain at that point pretty much forever?
That's what we seem to find.
That's Martin Sussman, founder of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.